Hey guys, Will Durst here from the balloon-strewn floor of the 41st Republican National Convention at the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland, Ohio. Okay, actually a hotel room about 30 miles east, but there's balloons here too. I brought some back. The best way to describe what went down this week is Trump-a-palooza. It was all Trump all the time, when it wasn't about Hillary, which was often. To say she wasn't getting hit with the happy stick is like intimating that Phoenix in August might creep up past balmy. Chris Christie was ready to persecute, prosecute, execute, play a flute, and electrocute her until she turned to ashes, which he'd personally sprinkle into the Cuyahoga River. And did you ever notice that even when he's addressing supporters, Christie always sounds like he's reading them their Miranda rights? Ben Carcinogenic actually accused Hillary of being a disciple of Lucifer. Wow, where do you go from there? Not a lot of wiggle room left. What happens if she kicks a puppy? Is she more eviler than Lucifer? And since not a lot of heavyweight Republicans were in attendance, organizers were forced to flood the stage with Trumps. It was downright Trumpalicious. On the first night, the third wife gave a speech in which she lifted large portions from someone else's first wife. On Tuesday, the daughter of the second wife addressed the assembled, along with the son of the first wife. On Wednesday, it was the other son of the first wife that waxed poetic, and on the closing night, the daughter of the first wife introduced the man himself. Then the show ended with the whole crew crowding the stage, including the son of the third wife, and I'm not sure, but I think maybe wives number one and number two and a couple of assorted mistresses snuck up there as well. The funny thing is, they're all blonde. Even the ones that aren't blonde are blonde, if you catch my drift. It was Trump-tastic, or Trump-atrocious, depending on your point of view. So now it's on to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love for Hillary Rama. And I don't know if it'll be as exciting, but there will definitely be better music and cheesesteaks and maybe George Clooney. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.